the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I would like to begin this morning with a question, and it's actually an astronomy question. As some of you may know, my favorite hobby is astronomy. Have you ever gone out at night, or sometime when you're just out at night, and you want to try and find the North Star? If you can find the Big Dipper, a couple of the stars in the Big Dipper, the Dipper part of the Dipper has two stars that kind of points at the North Star, you can find it that way. The star's name is actually called Polaris. And what's so important about this little star? Because it's not the brightest star out there. It's a sort of kind of an ordinary star. But it is visible to the eye, and it shines there. And it's always, what's unique about it, it's always in the same place. If you look at the Big Dipper at different times during the night, you'll see it at different spots in the sky. If you look straight up and see some stars and come back out a little bit later, that group of stars has now moved westward in the sky. But the North Star, Polaris, it's always in the same place. Because as the Earth rotates, all these other stars seem to be moving. Of course, they're not moving. It's just the Earth rotating. But with the Earth rotating about its axis, this star, Polaris, way off in space, happens to be right above where the North Pole is. So when you look at it, you're always looking at true north. Sailors have used it many, many years to find their way. That was before GPS. If you're ever camping and you don't have a compass, if you can find the Big Dipper and then find this North Star, you know that's north. You know that's south, and then you know that's east, and that's west. So you can get your directions and know where you're going if you can find the North Star. It's a little light. Like I said, it's not the brightest light, but it's a little light that's constant, that is a beacon to all who see it. Our gospel reading today is from a portion of the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus teaches us that the light, that we are the light in this dark world. And if we live a godly life, we'll become a beacon, kind of like the North Star. We'll become a beacon for others to see in this fallen world of truth. This Sunday is also dedicated to the memory of the Holy Fathers of the Fourth Ecumenical Council. Now, these Holy Fathers were guardians of truth, of apostolic tradition. And just as they stood for and they affirmed the truth, so we are to affirm that truth, not just by what we say, but what we do. And it's by the very light of our own lives. And we are to have our own lives be that beacon shining forth for others to see. When we read of this in our gospel reading, we don't hear Christ begging or pleading his disciples to be lights to others. He simply says, you are the light. You are the light of the world. It's not an optional extra for us. That's what we are. He then goes on to say that just as a city that's set on a hill can't be hidden because it's there for everyone to see, it's clearly visible to everyone. We are lights in this world that cannot be hidden. You know, if you're on a trip and you're driving and kind of you get away from all the cities and things get kind of dark and then you're approaching a city off in the distance, you're going to see the glow of that city. And as you get closer, it gets brighter. But if the road makes a turn, that glow may be off over here. If the road makes another turn, the glow may be off over there. You always know which direction that city is because of its light. It you know where you're going by the light that's ahead of you. In a very real sense, our light shines out in this fallen world, and we can become a reference point for others. But if we don't live godly lives, if we don't adhere to God's truth, what good is it for us to be considered lights of this world? How can a light be a beacon to others if it never shines? And that's the point that Christ was making. He said, nor do men light a lamp and then go put it under a basket. They put it on a lampstand. It gives light to all who are in the house. You know, when electricity goes off, you probably have a candle or a flashlight handy, or if you don't, you grow up and find one eventually, because it gets kind of dark when you have no electricity. Now, what would you think if you find the flashlight, you turn it on, and then you go in the kitchen and put it under a basket? That's kind of crazy. That'd be dumb to do that, wouldn't you? Well, that's what Christ is saying. We're the flashlights to the world. It's dumb to put it under a basket. And do we ever do this spiritually? Yeah, we all do sometimes. We find ourselves surrounded by darkness of this world, and perhaps because of pressures or whatever's around us, instead of having our spiritual light on, we just sometimes have it off. It's just not shining. And that's where we need to be reminded that we need to be lights in this fallen world. And he goes on further to say, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Now, our good works are what shine in the darkness of this world. And he says, it's not so that we get glory for it, but our works shine out in such a way that our Father in heaven is the one that's glorified. You know, this is a good guideline for us. Is what we're doing, our words, and more importantly, our actions, are they being an example to others to bring glory to God? If not, then our light's turned off. It does no good to those around us. But if we are, then that light is shining, and it's that beacon. And it applies whether we're at work, at home, children at school, waiting in line at a store, driving down the road, wherever we are, in any and every circumstance, we need to remember we are to be these lights. How we act, and in one sense, even more importantly, how we react to others speaks volumes. Do our actions and reactions shine out in a manner that does bring glory to God? Our light shines out brightly if we're patient with others, if we're kind with others, if we're helpful with others. In our reading today from St. Paul's letter to Titus, we hear twice him encouraging them to do good deeds. He says, be careful to engage in good deeds. These things are good and profitable for men. And then later down in verse 14, learn to engage in good deeds to meet pressing needs. These are good things. These are ways that the light does shine. Now, are we earning our salvation by doing these good deeds? Of course not. Our salvation is based on Christ. And in fact, in Titus earlier, chapter 3, verse 5, he writes, he saved us not on the basis of deeds, which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Now, we've been brought into his kingdom. Our lives should reflect that. We're not to conform to this sinful world. And boy, this world just keeps seeming to get darker and darker year by year. Yet, in a very real sense, there's nothing new under the sun. This has been going on for ages, this darkness. That's why our beacons of light is so important. You know, the Gulf Stream flows through the ocean. But it's sort of separate from the ocean. It maintains its own warm temperature, even in the icy waters of the North Atlantic, and it creates a climate of its own. It affects everything around it. We're called to create the climate of godliness wherever we go. Christ said, you are the light of the world. It's not an option. It's just what we are. That's what we're to be. But a light doesn't do any good if it stays off in the darkness. We don't have to be the brightest light out there. Like I said, Polaris is not very bright. You kind of have to look hard to find it. But you can find it. You can see it. And it never changes. And people see us and they could see that constant godliness that we have in our lives. And just as Polaris is a beacon to true north, our lights can be a beacon to truth, to godliness. Let us strive to have our light shine before men in such a way they may see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.